current state on 90.5 WKAR. Back in 2008, the Michigan legislature passed the state's Renewable Portfolio Standard. The law requires that by the year 2015, the state's electric utilities must generate at least 10% of their energy from renewable sources. As 2015 approaches, state officials are working to determine the next steps for Michigan's energy policy. Earlier this year, we spoke with Michigan Public Service Commission Chair John Quackenbush. At the time, John was holding public forums on the state's energy future. The information compiled at the forums and online are part of four comprehensive draft reports. The final draft is released today. We welcome back John Quackenbush to see what he's learned since starting this process. Hi, John.
It's great to join you today.
Thank you for rejoining us here. So regarding public comment here, what were some of the more prevalent concerns or questions citizens had over the renewable portfolio standard?
Well, we had a lot of comments about renewables. Certain citizens thought we should be doing a lot more. Some citizens thought we should be doing less. We are on track to hit the 10% by 2015 standard, and we're looking forward to the legislature making a decision about where we go beyond 2015.
And were there particular points that really rose to the top in your report and after all of these forums?
Well, we looked at the technical ability for Michigan to build more wind, and we found it is there. And we also looked at the cost. Wind is the least costly renewable currently, and pleasantly, we found that the cost of wind has declined from what it was contemplated in 2008. The thought was it would cost $100 or $110 per megawatt hour. Technology has advanced, and wind turbines are built better and more productive today, and we can generate electricity from them for $50 to $60 per megawatt hour, and even we've had one down in the $48 range.
Hmm. There was an extraordinary story, maybe you saw it, in Sunday's Free Press, which actually took a look at wind power in Michigan from a completely from an angle I was not expecting at all. And apparently some of these wind turbines have become tourist attractions in some parts of the state. Did you see that, or are you aware of that trend?
Yes. Yes, I know up in Ludington there's a regular tour that you can sign up for.
That's right.
to tour the wind farm up there and other ones we have in central Michigan or in the Thumb area, I don't know, have formally organized tours, but you can certainly drive through the countryside and see the turbines spinning.
Your draft report reads that Michigan could reasonably raise energy standards, requiring utilities to get 30% from renewable sources by 2035. What factors make 30% a feasible goal?
Well,
besides the wind, you've touched on the wind. What else is going on there that makes that a feasible goal?
Well, one of the prevalent comments we received about wind is that it is intermittent in nature in terms of providing power. It's not like a plant that you can turn off and on at will. It operates when the wind blows, and it doesn't when the wind doesn't. So it's but there's a little bit of storage capability, but generally, that intermittent factor, you have to be careful. We got a lot of comments about this. The higher the percentage gets. So what we did was we figure at 10% we'll be totally comfortable with that, with wind at 10% or renewables at 10%. Wind is 94% of that.
Wind is 94% of the 10% standard by 2015. Very interesting. Okay.
Well, we have a little bit of solar, we have a little bit of biomass, but basically it's onshore wind that has proven to be the most cost-effective source of renewable, so that's why that's been done in this time period.
I'm a little surprised by that figure, though, 94%. It really is dominated by the wind sector.
Yes, okay. That is true. But we do want to be flexible. You know, costs can change over time, and we don't want to lock into, you know, just say, let's do wind forever. Because if there's another, something else becomes more attractive economically, you know, we want to have the adaptability and flexibility to switch. So it is a renewable standard that can be met by any of those resources.
How does the rest of that 100% break down again? You said 94% of the 2015 standard will be hit with wind. How does the rest of that other 6% break down?
Yeah, it's 2% solar,
okay,
2% biomass, and 2% is all other, which includes like anaerobic digesters and some landfill gas.
Now, of those that comprise that 6%, which one is most promising there in your view? Is there a trend in play here that for another renewable energy source that could, over time, compete with this wind generation?
Well, I would talk about two. I'd talk about both biomass and solar. Solar costs have been declining. Technology's been improving there, too. The costs are still high. In our report, we reported solar cost about $144 per megawatt hour, which is a lot less than it used to be, but it's still not down in the range where wind is in the $50 to $60 range. Biomass is interesting too because we do have a lot of biomass resources in the state. We have harvesting of timber, and once the producers of timber and paper are done, there's some waste wood left over that could be used as fuel in a biomass facility.
In general, how much enthusiasm did you detect, though, for really a dramatic increase in the renewable portfolio standard?
We had a lot of interest in increasing. I'd say there was a lot of people on both sides of this issue. It was probably of the various issues we delved into, renewables, I would say, had the most activity from public comment, and it came on both sides of the issue.
And what did you hear from? Talk to us about what you heard from the utilities.
The utilities on renewables said that they believe that we can do some more renewables. We ought to do it cautiously, in the sense that, you know, let's do it. Let's have a plan. Let's do it at a pace that's manageable. But they were cautiously optimistic that we could do more.
Hmm. Or are you overall, were you encouraged by the input that the utilities provided in the forums?
Yes, I think they did. They were very active participants, and they gave us a lot of valuable information.
Let's listen to a guest that we had on Current State here about a month ago. James Clift is the policy director for the Michigan Environmental Council. You're smiling like you're acquainted with Jim. And he makes the case for increasing the portfolio standard like this.
You look at our transition up to now, we've been adding about 1.5% a year. You know, we started at about 3 or 4%, and we're going to be up to 10% by 2015. So we're kind of on this track of slowly transitioning over to this renewable energy. We think that we can easily double that number. So I think, you know, continuing this transition at 1.5 to 2% a year for another 4 or 5 years would be a great next step for Michigan.
Okay, and your report actually suggests a 30% rate by 2035. So that would triple over the next 22 years. Up to 30% is feasible.
Yes, well, the 30% by 35 kind of implies in it a 1% increase year over year, so that would be a little bit less than what Mr. Clift had recommended, but it's certainly within the ballpark. So what I like about this report is it lays out the facts. The commenters can comment on it. We're going to prepare a final report because our current report is only a draft. But at the end of the day, Governor Snyder will make recommendations based on the report and all the comments to the legislature, who will be the ultimate decision makers in this process.
We're talking with James Quackenbush of the Michigan Public Service Commission about the forums conducted here so far this year and his final report on these the future of Michigan's energy sector. Beyond reporting on renewables, John, you also have compiled reports on efficiency programs and electric choice. Can you explain Michigan's electric choice law for starters?
Yes. Currently, Michigan has a hybrid system, which makes it somewhat unique in the nation. A lot of states are either have a deregulated market for electric generation, or some states fully regulate electric generation. We're in the hybrid where we allow competition, but only up to 10%. We have a 10% cap on it. So our utilities show characteristics of being fully regulated, yet also there's that 10% competition element.
And how does that play out in others? How do the standards end up playing out in other states compared to Michigan's? I mean, we're hitting 10% by 2015. You're saying 30 by 35 is reasonable. How is this playing out in other states?
Well, on the choice market, or in the choice area, there's not that many states that have a percentage in the middle. They're either all in or they're all out in general. Ohio is an example of a state that's making a transition from being regulated. They're at the tail end of becoming deregulated. States like Pennsylvania and Texas are all in. They're 100% in competition. A lot of the New England states are. A lot of the states that had high rates to begin with were looking for alternatives and sought out the deregulated marketplace. And so on the choice front, Michigan is one of the only ones that kind of sets up a partial target.
And how would you contrast the input that you got from ordinary citizens, ordinary Michigan taxpayers, with the input you got from the utilities with regard to the electric choice piece?
Well, I think the citizens are aligned with the utilities. Their large industrial customers in the state are the ones that are taking advantage of the choice, and they're getting lower rates currently. As we mentioned in our paper, those costs then get spread to the non-choice customers, which the private citizens, the person in the street, are the ones that are arguably bearing the cost for the industrial customers having this right to select a lower electricity rate.
I have to ask you a question that involves politics before we wrap this up. This discussion is picking up now. It'll continue through next year. How receptive is the current legislature, which will remain in place for more than another year? How receptive is this legislature to the kinds of changes that are contained in your report?
Well, it's kind of early to tell. Right now, I think they're going to take the governor's recommendations, which are likely to come in December, and spend a good chunk of 2014 debating, analyzing, holding some work groups, and perhaps be ready to take action in 2015.
And we should point out that Governor Rick Snyder is on the record as supporting an increase in the renewable portfolio standard as well. We want to thank John Quackenbush, chair of the Michigan Public Service Commission, for coming back to Current State. His new draft report on Michigan's energy future is available today. Go to michigan.gov/energy to check it out. John, thank you.